Now, would you ever make a dish by cooking up and grinding, cooking and grinding up the liver? Or do you know anybody
that would? Yeah, you can make this. We don't like that so much, but a lot of people does.
What's that?
Dressing with liver. You season it real, you grind your liver up good or cook it and chop it. Then you season it good, put seasoning in it, and then you cook your rice. And you let, you know, make a good gravy in there while you cook it. Then you mix it up together, makes a rice dressing.
Suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good.
It would be rancid.
You say the butter?
The butter's rancid. It's no good.
Okay, you're talking about the taste of it. You say it tasted. Anyway?
The only way I know rancid.
Other way you're talking about it? Would you ever say something got stout?
Well, I hear that remark. I never use it, but I hear it.
What does that mean, stout?
Well, no good. It either tastes funny or odd, you know. Sour, bad, it's bad, or something like that.
Or what?
That's what it means.
What?
The foods. That,
what means? That's what when you
that,
say.
Yeah. If it tastes rancid or
stout,
it's bad.
Did you ever hear anybody say something tasted funky?
Yeah, but I don't use it. I mean, I'm.
What does that mean? Kid,
well, that'd be the same thing.
Okay.
No good.
Okay. Now, thick sour milk that you kept around was.
But it was just sour milk, bad milk. But now buttermilk.
Uh-huh.
Buttermilk's six. It's buttermilk's the water from the butter, the milk from the butter.
Buttermilk had turned to. Well.
No
butter. You brought the milk in and you let it do what? You let it.
You can let it sour if you don't take care of it.
It would turn to what? Turn to?
Clabber.
And what kind of cheese would you make from it?
Cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mo. Four tooth rake?
Yeah.
You get in there and you see the light in the grass, you know. Bumps when you get.
You know, I get bit by a box.
There ain't no marks in there.
Shoot. Okay, now somebody had a good appetite, you say he can sure put away the
food.
He
sure's got a good appetite, he sure.
He likes to eat his
gut full.
Meals?
Yeah.
When you eat between a regular meal, you call that
knacking or
just having a little. Yeah, like, what are your eating habits, in other words? Do you eat pretty regular, or? In other words,
yeah, pretty regular. I eat my breakfast and my dinner, and then, well, I nibble in the evening, because I get lonely, and I'm nervous. I don't know what I want. I know I mustn't eat, but I eat anyway.
What's that much?
Yeah.
I'll sit down and watch it tonight with you, if you don't mind.
Sure. Be glad.
Now, what do people drink for breakfast? What might you have for breakfast?
Well, that varies. Now, I'll tell you what I used to use. For 2 years, I've been doing this. And it's not that, you look at me, you know I never did diet. But I mean to say, I got a Weight Watchers book, you know, and I sort of picked me out a breakfast. Out of the breakfast was a slice of toast and a slice of cheese, 1 ounce of cheese. And a glass of, you could have milk or coffee. And, well, didn't have, they told me I was on a diabetic line. So I had to cut the sugar. Young as you. I had to cut the sugar, so I learned to use this sweetened loaf.
Mm.
So for the last 2-3 years, my breakfast, at least 2 years, my breakfast, well, and I love brown bread.
Mm-hmm.
So I cheat. I'd leave the orange juice off and I'd take 2 slices of toast and 1 slice of cheese and a cup of, since the coffee's so high, I use the instant. So I'd make me a cup of coffee, milk. I mean a cup, I'd take a little mug of coffee.
How do you like your coffee?
Not too strong. I don't like it too strong. I used to when I make when my husband was living, we'd drink strong coffee, but I don't make it too strong. And that was my breakfast for the last year. Now I got the cholesterol. That's no cheese. I got to cut the cheese out. And I love cheese and ham. I can't have sugar, I can't have salt, I can't have cheese, I can't have ham. I do it, but not I shouldn't. Then dinner, well, I fry me I got electric skillet, and I didn't take me a steak out of the freezer, and I just unwrap it, let the water run on it, and I put it in the skillet just like that, and I cover it tight, and it roasts just as pretty.